Section 8. When Tragedy Strikes. You are greatly rejoicing, though for a short time, if it must be, you have been distressed by various trials. 1 Peter 1:6. Even though you try your best to have a happy marriage and family, unexpected things can happen that make it difficult for you to keep your joy. God lovingly provides help for us when we face difficulties. If you apply the following scriptural principles, you and your family will be able to cope, even in the worst situations. 1. Rely on Jehovah. What the Bible says: throw all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Always remember that God is not to blame for your trials. As you draw close to Him, He will help you in the best possible way. Pour out your hearts before Him. Psalm 62:8. You will also find comfort when you read and study your Bible every day. As a result, you will experience how Jehovah comforts us in all our trials. 2 Corinthians 1:3 and 4. He promises to give you the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4, 6, 7, and 13. What you can do: pray for Jehovah's help to stay calm and think clearly. Review all your options and choose the best course available to you. 2. Take care of yourself and your family. What the Bible says: the heart of the understanding one acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks to find knowledge. Proverbs 18:15. Get all the facts. Find out what every member of your family needs. Talk with them. Listen to them. What if a loved one dies? Do not be afraid to express your emotions. Remember that even Jesus gave way to tears. John 11:35. Getting enough rest and sleep is also important. This will make it easier to cope with a distressing situation. What you can do: before tragedy strikes, make it a habit to communicate with your family. When problems arise, they will feel comfortable talking with you. Talk to others who may have faced a similar situation. 3. Get the support you need. What the Bible says: a true friend shows love at all times, and is a brother who is born for times of distress. Proverbs 17:17. Your friends want to help you, but they may not know what to do. Do not hold back from telling them what you really need. Also, seek spiritual help from those who understand the Bible. The guidance they can give you from the Bible will help you. You will find the support you need when you regularly associate with people who truly have faith in God and who trust in His promises. You will also find great comfort when you help others who need encouragement. Share your faith in Jehovah and His promises with them. Keep busy by helping other people in need, and do not isolate yourself from those who love you and care about you. What you can do: talk to a close friend and let him help you. Be specific and honest about your needs. The bigger picture: even if you feel overwhelmed, keep your mind focused on God. During his trials, Job said, "Let the name of Jehovah continue to be praised." Job 1:21 and 22. Like Job, place Jehovah's name and his will above your own worries. When matters do not turn out as you wish they would have, do not give up hope. Trust God completely. "I well know the thoughts that I am thinking toward you," declares Jehovah, "thoughts of peace and not of calamity, to give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah 29:11. Ask yourself, "Do I trust Jehovah completely, even in small things? What reasons do I have to thank Jehovah every day for His goodness?"